Imagine with me for a moment. Imagine in one large picture a vision of the United States. Now imagine all the churches in all the cities, towns, and communities, some large, some small, some in homes, some in huge buildings. See all the people who come in and go out again. Some walking, some riding, some rich, some poor. Imagine what it would be like if the church stood up and began to seriously stand for God's values and the testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How different would our nation be if we, the church, stood up, spoke out, and took action. No longer being scared little sheep who feared they might not have their comfortable life or might not be liked by others if we lived out loud our righteous character. 2 Thessalonians. So then, brethren, be constantly standing firm and holding fast to the teachings which were delivered to you. The Lord establishes us, meaning He causes His ways to stand up in us. His appointments stand up. They are made known and declared. They endure and persist. Church, stand up. Declare your colors. Whose side are you on, man? Be determined to endure and persist. Make His values and appointments clear to the world around you. They are righteous values and appointments. Friends, stand up from among the dead. We are not called to pander to the world, nor are we called to live passive lives. He asked us to stand up for righteousness, truth, honor, and honesty. He asked us to be lights to the world, and no light is ever passive in the dark. It shines where it shines, in every place it can shine. Not in brutal attacks, but in grace and love, persistent, enduring, firm, and unwavering. Daniel 2:44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The Lord establishes all that His kingdom represents, and it will endure and persist forever, as will the people who occupy the kingdom with Him. Standing up gives evidence to the validity of our testimony. He gives us our substance that He would establish us in the face of the world and darkness. Stand up from among the dead and get to your feet. It's time to wake up from your slumber, from your passivity, from your indifference, from your laziness that says it's too much trouble to be involved with God. Let your hands be strong, those who have been hearing, and stand up in these days. Our Redeemer will stand up for His people. Zechariah 8 says, "So I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear. Let your hands be strong." Amen? And there's a big think about it right there.